Thank you.
It is Cracker, live from Studio M, 105.5 Triple. I'm going to remember my Cracker history, right? That song is at least partially autobiographical, is it not?
Yeah, it's partially autobiographical.
Tell me the story about
a year and a half in the life of Camper and Van Beethoven and Cracker. We got our equipment stolen not once, but twice in the same tour. And like 3 months apart, once in Montreal and once in Dallas. And then there's a few more things thrown in there that really don't really have so much to do with us, but other people around us and stuff.
You said the last album.
And then there's a sort of the last verse is sort of about Bush, I guess.
You mentioned another last album.
And then
album.
The whole thing is like, well, you know, everybody gets one for free. Anyway.
You mentioned in there the last album, Do So Great. I think you're talking about the Countryside's album, is that correct?
Yeah.
Which, just as a side note, one of my favorite albums of the last
year. Well, it is a fan favorite, and you know, we were just down in Texas and Oklahoma, and those people are all about that record when our fans down there. So
for those who aren't familiar with the album, you basically did a bunch of classic country songs, and
yeah, but kind of the
characterized them, if you will.
Yeah, but kind of more the kind of freaks and weirdos from the some more of the freaks and weirdos from the country scene. I mean, you know, Hank Jr., not Hank Sr.
Right.
Ray Wiley Hubbard. Jerry Jeff Walker.
And we didn't
do Joe.
That one didn't end up on the record.
The reason I ask about that album is that when I introduced you guys, I said that you've been referred to as the godfathers of alternative music, but you guys are all over the board. I mean, you do alternative music, obviously. You got that country album. You did the album with Leftover Salmon.
Yeah.
How do you bring all those different styles together and still remain fairly cohesive band that can get things done?
I guess it's just kind of songwriting and, we try to make I think there was a time when what we did sounded like what was on alternative radio, but it's, you know, that sort of changed or something like that.
Sure.
We didn't really change so much as like, you know, it just sort of got harder or something like that. We've always just tried to be a rock band, which, you know, we just, you know, from, I don't know, if I'm in the airport or something, somebody asks me, what kind of music do you play? You play guitar. It's like rock. And I feel completely comfortable with that, you know, because it's...
Unless you're in Texas,
puts us right
it's country.
In the middle. Yeah, unless we're what?
Unless you're in Texas and it's country.
Yeah, it's country, yeah. That's right, so.
You mentioned songwriting and earlier made reference to Camper Van Beethoven. Both bands are gone.
Right.
When you're songwriting, are you specifically writing, okay, it's time to write a song for Camper? Now it's time to write a song for Cracker, or is it just however it comes out, wherever it seems to fit? What's the process there for you?
I think some songs are really, obviously, you know, when I write them, it's like, oh, this would be a good Camper song, or this would be a good Cracker song. You know, other people write for Camper, in Camper Van Beethoven, aside from me, and in Cracker, you know, Johnny also writes for Cracker. But for me, like I could write a song and go, well, that's obviously sort of a Camper thing, or that's obviously sort of a Cracker thing.
But do you set out to do that or not? It's just however it comes out?
Yeah, however it comes out. And but sometimes I'm wrong about that. Like, for instance, that Gum You Like is Back in Style, which was on Camper Van Beethoven's last record. It was actually me and Johnny kind of wrote that in a Cracker sort of recording session. But we never did anything with it, and it just didn't really seem like it was just, once we played it with Camper Van Beethoven, it was much easier to play with Camper Van Beethoven and just sort of lent itself to sort of this wider, well, to basically have three people playing melodies at once, which is sort of what Camper is good at, but also it's kind of can be irritating sometimes when it doesn't work. No, just personally, you know, when we're like trying to get something done and then it's like, all right, maybe we shouldn't have three people playing melodies all at the same time while I'm singing, you know. But sometimes it works, too.
Personally, I was pretty stoked being a long-time Camper fan and knowing the guys for a really long time to have written something and made it onto a Camper album. I thought that was pretty cool. I tend to brag about it.
Well, our guest in studio today is Cracker, not Camper. And if you guys are up for it, let's hear another song.
Sure.